Welcome to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Each week during the season, Coach Callahan and Matt Harmon will talk Hawks football with a look back to the past Saturday's game and a glance ahead to what's coming up. The show is broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End, and you're invited to be part of the action. Now, let's get the latest on the Monmouth Hawks from Matt and Coach Cal.
And we welcome you live on a Tuesday here in West End at Jack's Goal Line Stand. This is the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show as we get set to recap a Week 2 victory over the University of Rhode Island, 41-6, the final score. I'm not quite sure where I should be looking right now. We're getting ready for the show, but yet on ESPN2, Jose Gumbs is being highlighted as we say hello to the head coach after Monmouth's first win of the season. 41-6. That's kind of neat. That's a neat way to open the show, isn't it? With Jose on some of the TVs here at Jack's.
A great segue to Monmouth football. We've been looking forward to this segment. Jose told us it was going to be on. It's something that they filmed back in March, just before the draft, actually. I know he was excited about it at the time. It's good to see him on the big screen.
Good show for you tonight. Always good to talk after a Monmouth win. We'll have 2010. Coach, let's start there. I saw you quoted after the game as saying you weren't so much concerned about that as just more concerned about how to beat the University of Rhode Island. But I'm sure somewhere in either your head and the players' head, that home streak had to at least be something that was discussed during the week.
Well, as I told the players, it's always important you win at home. And it's not as much as we were thinking about the streak and what had happened last year or even the year before, for that matter. We were thinking about what we need to do to win the next game. And that's always been our approach, what we have to do to win the next game and move looking forward, not looking backward. And, I think the media made more about that, winning at home last year than we did. Sure, we knew it existed, but it was something that, we were looking toward the next win and not the last loss.
Great crowd on hand. About 4,000 people were there. And before the game, during halftime, former players were on participating in the coin toss. Members of the 1993 team, as Monmouth celebrating a year-long tradition, 20 years of Monmouth football. That, I know, was something that made you pretty happy as well. I mean, your focus is obviously on the game, but to see everybody back and be part of what has now become a 20-year tradition, always special.
Well, it was a great afternoon. And to beat a team of the caliber of University of Rhode Island, a Colonial Athletic Association team, in front of so many of our former players, I think made that day and made that afternoon very special. I had a chance to meet a lot of them at a reception afterwards, and I would say there was probably at least 150 former guys that I saw. They were certainly all very excited about this year's team, and they were very excited about what the guys did on the field. They were very proud to be Monmouth Hawks on that day.
Well, let's talk more specifically about the game. You come out hot right from the start. You get the opening kickoff, drive right down the field, long drive, 13 plays, 85 yards, punch it in, and go 7-0. I know you on your headset flip back and forth between the offense and the defense, but was the chatter after that first drive almost as if, hey, not that it was easy, but we could be in for a pretty good day here today?
Well, the theme of the week was to start fast, and that's something that we talked to the team about at our Friday evening meetings, of the importance of going out and getting started right away. That was something we didn't feel that we did very well the week before at Lehigh, so that was certainly a point of emphasis. And to come out and take the opening possession and go down the field on a fairly long drive, an 85-yard drive that consumed a good portion of the clock, I felt developed confidence for the entire team. And then when the defense took the field and registered a three and out, I think we felt we were in a good place then.
Well, let's go to the very next drive after that offensively. Maybe the one little hiccup on the day took place in the first quarter, fumbled pretty deep down in side of Monmouth territory. I believe URI got it at the 12-yard line. Right. And again, the defense holds. They go three plays, force a field goal, and at that point, 7-3, which I know as a defensive coach and as a head coach, that's a win for your defense. And now you go three and out on the first drive. Defense gets URI offense right off the field. And then in kind of a pretty tight situation, they're able to hold them to 3 points. Huge confidence builder.
That was huge for our confidence. I think it gave the entire team a lift to go out on the field with them taking possession on the 12-yard line, limit them to a field goal, really set the stage for the rest of the day. I think our defense developed a lot of confidence after that series. Our offense was jacked up knowing that, hey, we turned the ball over, but the defense went out there and bailed us out. And that's the type of game that we played on Saturday, Matt. It was a game where it was a total team effort where our offense picked up our defense. Our defense set the stage for our offense. We got 10 points from our special teams. And it was really a great team victory.
Was it as complete a win as you can remember in the last couple of years?
It was pretty close, I'll tell you that. Walking off the field that Saturday afternoon, I felt that we did play a complete game. We started fast. We played incredibly hard. We complemented each other with our offense, our defense, and with our special teams, and we finished the game off. And to see us do that, you know, it felt very good. And so I felt very positive about the way that we handled that game.
We'll be able to get into some of the specifics with both Mike Upham, Kyle Frazier, and Scott Van Zyl, but some of the numbers to me that jumped off the paper looking back on stats were, number one, defensively, I think is a great place to start, because people will look and say 41 points, what a great day for the offense, and it was. But defensively now, you've gone six straight quarters, have not yielded any touchdowns. Go back to the two quarters against Lehigh and now four against URI. When you start to pitch that kind of a shutout streak in terms of keeping teams out of the end zone, again, the confidence just starts to skyrocket.
Well, it's a good start, Matt. I think, you know, we got off to a slow start, as you mentioned, back at Lehigh. Allowed 21 first half points. Since that time, we've really settled down. I think we're more confident. We're playing with a higher level of poise. Our players really understand what they're doing. We're not being overly complicated in what we're trying to accomplish out there. And, you know, we're just building one quarter upon the one before it. And I think the result is some pretty good play.
Second consecutive game as well that the defense has forced three turnovers. A couple of fumble recoveries for Billy Louch and the one interception from Dan Sullivan, which I'm sure he's still talking about in practice up until today, his first in his career. But again, if you can get the other team to continue to turn the ball over, again, extra possessions for what right now is a pretty high-powered offense.
Well, anytime you can turn the opponent over three times in a game, it creates more opportunities for your offense. And when we can give the ball to our offense, which has a lot of weapons, and give them the ball in positive field position, we feel very confident that that's going to lead to points. And that's what you saw on Saturday. Turnovers created good field position for our offense, which resulted in points. And when you're playing like that, as I mentioned earlier, playing as a team, good things are going to happen.
You've said this to me the last couple years we've been broadcasting, and now the second year of this show. You feel like, especially from week one to week two, and it sticks in my head because we've had a couple of years where we've had a second week bye and you haven't necessarily seen it translate, but the progress and the improvement that a team can make from week one to week two usually is pretty significant, and I think maybe we saw that on Saturday afternoon.
We did. We saw that slow start, a lot of the mental mistakes that we made in the Lehigh game. Those were all erased this last week. I thought we played a much tighter game from start to finish. We had very few missed assignments across the board on both sides of the ball. I thought we performed our techniques physically better. We blocked better. We tackled better. We ran better. And when you're doing those type things and you see that progress from one week to the next, you know you're on the right track. And quite honestly, that's what good football teams do. The season is a process, and each week is a step in that process. And you have to continue to make progress each and every week. And, you know, it's interesting. That's one of the things that I talked to the team about in our meetings on Sunday, that, you know, it's far from over. We took one step when we went from Lehigh to Rhode Island, and now it's time to take the next step. And that's all I'm thinking about right now is taking that next step.
This is the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, and Coach talking about the next step, which will be this Saturday up at Wagner, Staten Island, the site for Monmouth's third game of the season, a 1 o'clock kickoff of the pregame show at 12:50. You can, of course, hear it here on the Shore Sports Network. Still recapping URI a little bit, a couple more numbers, and again, we can talk to the players about these and Coach Van Zyl as well, but we have had, and I say we as Monmouth, have had some very good defensive teams over the course of 20 years. But when you can come out of a game and say we held the opposition to 10% on third down conversions, again, something as a defensive-minded head coach certainly makes you smile.
Well, it does, and that's one of the goals that we have each week when we set our goals for our offense, our defense, and our kicking game. you know, certainly you want to generate turnovers, which we have in our first two outings. The second, one of the most important things, I mean, other than making sure you're tackling well, is to your third down percentage. And we shoot for keeping the opponent under 40% on their third down conversions. 10% is exceptional, and that's an area where we needed to improve over a year ago. It was a point of emphasis during spring practice. It was a point of emphasis during our fall preseason practices, where we actually had what we called a win period, where we'd put the ball down. There was five plays in any given situation, offense against defense. They're both going after the same objective, to win third down. And you know, there were some rewards or penalties, if you want to call it that, for not winning those situations. And I think it really brought to the forefront the focus on winning those third downs. And so far through 2 weeks, and I hope it continues, we've done very well in that area.
Well, defensively, again, 1 for 10, URI was trying to pick up a first down on third down conversions. And on the flip side, you know, we've talked so much about the defense. Certainly have to give kudos to the offense as well. 9 of 14, so 30%. Is the goal defensively? What's the goal offensively? Is it 50%? Is it 60%? 9 of 14 is pretty good.
It's better than 40%. If you're better than 40%, you're doing a good job. And we did an outstanding job on Saturday, going 9 for 14.
Monmouth now 1-1 on the season. They knock off the University of Rhode Island 41-6 before about 4,000 at Kessler Field on Saturday afternoon. Game number 3 coming up this week against Wagner. We'll step out, take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by senior captain and defensive lineman Mike Upham. We'll do it all after this quick break, a 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
Jack's goal line stand in the West End, the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Reminder here, Hawks fans, you can get your 2012-13 Monmouth University tickets right now. Season and single game tickets as well as group packages are now available. Call and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game, or help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun and entertainment is all just one call or click away at 732-263-5735, or you can grab Hawk tickets at monmouth.edu. That's 263-5735 or Hawk tickets at monmouth.edu. Back here for the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Our first guest of the night, senior captain and defensive lineman Mike Upham, a repeat guest on the show. We had you on last year, Mike. And first of all, let's get into the University of Rhode Island. That win on Saturday, so impressive, the defensive effort that you guys put forward. Coach and I just talking about some of the numbers that I'm sure you guys are still kind of talking about. 1 for 10 on third down conversions. You hold the team in the Rams to under 200 yards. I know there are goals set each week, but you as a returning captain, you're a two-year captain. You were also a captain last year. Is this one of the better defensive games that you can remember the last few years?
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. I think that you know, we came out and we had something to prove. You know, we didn't win games at home last year, and you know, that was kind of the buzz in the off season, and that was the talk before the game, and we had to come out and get a win at home. And I think, you know, both sides of the ball played well, but I think that the defense, you know, we had goals set before the game, and I think that and we met those goals.
What has changed from, and again, we're just two games into the season, so we don't have a ton to go off of, but what changed at halftime against Lehigh? Because you don't yield any points to Lehigh in the second half. You give up 6 points to the University of Rhode Island on Saturday. So right now, is it the team clicking? Is it everyone's doing their job? Has it become assignment football?
I think that's exactly what it was. You know, and I think Some of the guys, if they haven't played yet, or you know, just coming out and playing someone different, you play yourself all camp, you know, for a whole month, and you go out there, and we started a little slow, you know, against Lehigh, but since the second half of Lehigh, you know, everyone's settled in, and we've started playing the defense that we need to be playing.
How much did you guys have an opportunity on Saturday to kind of look around and see how many former players were there? You know, obviously, you're paying attention to the game, but
hopefully not too much.
Are you noticing that, hey, we're seeing guys from the 1993 team show up, and we're seeing other guys from the past couple of years, and not only are we worried about our own season, but we want to put on a good show for those alums that are back on Saturday afternoon?
We weren't paying attention to them during the game, but Coach told us, you know, that they were going to be there before the game, and we had talked about it all week, and we wanted to show those guys what our Monmouth team is, and we know what the previous teams have been able to do, but we wanted to put our stamp on it and let some of the older guys know, you know, this is what Monmouth's going to be this year.
Coach, what does it say about Mike that he was elected a captain as a junior and now as a senior? You know, we've talked about the process of becoming a captain and how things kind of change. You know, we have this on the show tonight. We have two-year captains, both Mike and Kyle, but Mike specifically, what does he bring in terms of a leadership dynamic?
Well, what I think is an indication of with both Mike and Kyle is that they are the type of men that the guys on our team want at the forefront. They want those guys front and center because they have the work ethic, they have the leadership capability that our team is looking for. And when you put these two guys in front of our squad, they know that they've got quality individuals out there to lead them. They're smart, they're intelligent, they're hardworking, they care about the guys on the team, they care about their teammates, and nobody's going to outwork the two of them.
Mike, I remember talking about this with you on the show last year. You had said, you know, I might be a bit undersized to be a defensive lineman, and you kind of get worn down during the course of the year. What did you do from last year to this year to make sure, because you are a little bit bigger than you were, you know, at this point of the season last year, other than eat a lot? What else do you do?
Just work hard, and we put our time in the weight room and running, of course, eating, you know.
A lot of Jack's Burgers and Wings.
A lot, yeah. all summer I worked on that a lot. You know, I know that every year, you know, wherever you come into camp, you're probably going to come out of camp 10 pounds less. So if you set a mark, you know, to come in 10 pounds heavier than what you think you're going to play during the year, and that's kind of what I did this year, so I made sure that I reached that mark because I know that that's where I wanted to play at this year.
You're listed at 280 on the roster. Is that a good guess, or is that a little bit, at this point, maybe a little under?
That might be a little low.
Yeah. A little low.
But that might be a little low right now.
So you've continued eating Jack's Burgers and Wings since you came back, and school has started in the last week or so.
Correct.
Now let's look ahead a little bit. You know, Wagner's the team on the schedule next. It's a longtime rival of Monmouth. Coach and I were talking with Sports Information Director Greg Viscomi. Wagner and St. Francis, Pennsylvania, the only chance to make sure that you get at least one win against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I would say that Wagner is definitely our big rival, and I haven't beaten them, you know, in my previous 3 years, and that's the goal. This week, you know, this is my last chance. This is our last opportunity, you know, for our senior class and for the fifth years. You know, some of the guys that are fifth years, you know, beat them their true freshman year. So, you know, it's been a while, and we're ready to go.
Coach, you've seen that rivalry evolve, and we'll have time to talk about Wagner during the course of the show as well. But I would think you echo what Mike is saying. I mean, I don't think there has been a four-year stretch where Wagner has won four in a row. I know that the series has gone back and forth. They have a 10-9 advantage, as this will be the 20th time the two schools have played. But I don't think anyone's won four in a row. So you want to make sure that every class at least has that opportunity to beat what's been Mama's biggest rival.
Without a doubt, it's been a very even series. It's been a highly contested series. There's always a lot of emotion involved in this game that we've had to them. There's a high level of familiarity with Wagner. You know, I myself coached there under Coach Hamline back a long time ago in the early 80s. Chris Damian on our staff spent some time coaching there as well. Juwan Jackson coached there. Marvin Plessidor coached there. And even Andy Boba coached there for a year back in the early 90s. So we've got there's a lot of familiarity between the programs. And then when you add in the proximity of the two schools, it breeds a natural rivalry. There's no doubt it's a game that we need to win, and we want to win very badly.
Mike, you know, before you came on, I pulled up your little bio page that you go on the Monmouth website and you click on the roster. You know, as a defensive lineman, sometimes you might feel underappreciated. But the one thing that popped off the screen at me that I saw, and I'm going to take the website for accuracy's sake, You started 11 games as a sophomore. You started 11 games as a junior. You've started the first two games now of this year. So that's 24 games in a row. I mean, that's number one, consistency, but you've really become a focal point of not just the defense, but the Monmouth University football program as a whole.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of players that have done that, but when you start getting a lot of those people on the field, like the last couple of years that we've had, a lot of the people, you know, starting that many games, that's where we start to click, and that's why this team right now is so experienced and so confident, because we have a lot of players like that on the team that have that much ability and that have been on the field for that long.
Coach, he says there's a lot of guys that start 24 in a row. I don't know that I think he's being a bit modest. I mean, to start 24 in a row, especially as a sophomore, to start on the defensive line and then just continue it all the way through his senior year, I mean, that is a pretty good accomplishment.
It's an excellent accomplishment, and 24 is a lot of games, and it's something that, you know, Mike, you should be very proud of, and certainly your contributions to our football program and to defense and, you know, have been tremendous. And you know, I just would like to echo what Mike said about the number of guys who have now played together for a few years. And, you know, we have a great nucleus of senior leadership. And Mike, Kyle, Chris Luma, you know, Reggie Hildebrand, and I could go on, and Tyler George, and there's others as well. They've played together. We haven't always had the success that we've expected, but this is a very determined group. It's a very hard-working group. They're very close. They have a great chemistry amongst them, and they're very determined to have an exceptional year.
Mike, I think we talked about this last year, but I think it carries one of those guys and one of the more experienced guys. You know, if you're among the four starters
every single play, and, you know, if we have the first team out there five, six, seven plays, and we start getting, you know, just a little bit of wind, which I don't think we've gotten at all yet this year, because I think we've been excellently conditioned, but... you know, you want to have that depth, and you want to have, you know, 125% effort at all times.
Obviously, a senior, looking forward to post-college at some point. I know your major is criminal justice. Tell us what your plans are when you're done as a football player and here at Monmouth.
I haven't thought too much about it. Probably going back to Virginia. And I'm looking to get into, you know, local or state police, something like that is what I'm interested in right now, but not quite sure.
Well, if your leadership on the road is anything like it's been on the field, whoever gets you as a law enforcement person will certainly be lucky. Thanks for swinging by, giving us a couple minutes here tonight. You can enjoy some snacks.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Good job.
Mike Upham, senior captain, defensive lineman here for the Monmouth University Hawks. MU 1-1 now on the season, with Wagner coming up on the schedule on Saturday afternoon. We'll step out, take a quick timeout, and we'll switch gears. We'll go to the other side of the football and talk with fifth-year senior Kyle Frazier, the quarterback and reigning NEC Player of the Week on the offensive side of the ball. We'll do it all after this quick break. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. We're back in 2 minutes from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End.